Hello. I'm Joel McCleary, and I want to thank all of you for coming out tonight. I think it's a very auspicious evening, obviously. And I have the great honor of introducing a very, very good friend of mine, Congressman Charlie Rose. I've known Congressman Rose for about 3 years now, and he's been a teacher to me, and he's taught me, I think more than any other person in Washington, what it means to have altruistic service in government, and what it means to have a really open mind. Congressman Charlie Rose.
This is a holy instant for all Americans. Speaking on behalf of my colleagues in the Congress, who are joining to welcome His Holiness to Capitol Hill tomorrow, I want to thank you for coming tonight to Constitution Hall. I thank you because the United States government is enriched by this visit. Now, I have read about the Buddhist concepts of karma and dharma. I even reviewed the 227 rules that Buddhist monks must follow. And then I realized how much I have to learn. But I came to the conclusion that what it is all about is self-awareness. Enlightenment starts within the individual. And if America is to cope with its current dilemmas, it must reach a higher level of consciousness than the level at which our problems were created. The belief of Tibetan Buddhism in the evolution of the individual is harmonious with the desire of a growing number of our citizens for spiritual growth to reach a higher consciousness. People involved with a spiritual belief too often renounce politics in the ordinary life. What His Holiness teaches is that one aspect of life connects with every other. Political solutions are linked directly with spiritual growth, and that is why this visit is so timely for America. And the message of Tibetan Buddhism is entirely consistent with our Jewish and Christian heritage. The visionary humanism of His Holiness may even help us to find a more authentic expression of the religions with which we are familiar. All the world's religions lead along the same path. This visit comes appropriately within a month of the arrival of another great spiritual leader, His Holiness the Pope of the Roman Catholic faith. And we in Washington are grateful to receive these visits and to heed the insights of those conversant with this wisdom. Wisdom to which politicians aspire but seldom achieve. The Dalai Lama encourages people to think more for themselves, and that is essential for our nation and our world. His Holiness has nourished the seed of Buddhism, which is growing in the United States. But America's reverence for such ideals is not new. The American poet Henry Thoreau spoke of love of Jesus Christ and love of the Buddha, but said that love was the main thing. Our nation has been involved in the tragic wars of Asia. The time has now come when we are well advised to involve ourselves in a better understanding of the great peaceful teachings of Asia, such as Tibetan Buddhism. And let us seek new paths of love and consciousness and personal transformation. His Holiness is a guide to enlightenment. We respect His quiet strength, a spiritual power that cannot be suppressed. Even if lands are occupied and temples are closed and prayers are suppressed. And history has taught that oppression is transformed by faith and that oppressors eventually get what they resist. We meet in this hall, which honors the Constitution of the United States. I remind you of the First Amendment to the Constitution, which states that the Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Tonight we celebrate the free exercise of religion. In this instance, the Buddhism of Tibet, in this historic hall, we do so by welcoming the distinguished spiritual and temporal leader of Tibet, His Holiness the Dalai Lama. It is my great honor to introduce to this group of his friends and followers His Holiness.
Mr. Joel McCleary, Honorable Congressman Rose, and friends who gathered here. I'm very happy to have this opportunity today to speak on the subject of altruism, and I thank you for this opportunity.
And now I will try to speak through English. Now you say that we, this present generation, in a way, we reach high development, right? In material, you see, highly developed. At the same time, we human beings facing many problems, external and certain problems, with due to external external effects or means or causes, or one problem due to our own internal something lacking. Due to that, we have certain extra problems and suffering. So, now unless we have right attitude in mind, in some right attitude towards problem, or towards our own society, towards mankind, the material development, material progress itself alone not sufficient. It is quite clear. And also, another way, many problems which we are facing, some are due to natural disaster, that we cannot avoid. But many problems due to our own mental asota,
attitude.
Defect.
Mental
defects. And created this problem. So I may call this problem is unnecessary problem. If our own mental attitude is something, if we adopt a right attitude, then this man-made problem may not come. Now that due to this certain ideology or certain faith, different religious faith also involved sometimes, unfortunately. So you see, so now it is very important we have a right mental attitude. Now here, there are many philosophical explanations, philosophy things, different things, but basic thing is compassion, love for other, concern for others' suffering, and less selfish. So the compassion part is I feel something most precious thing. The another way, we human being can develop in our own heart. So if we have a good heart, warm heart, warm feeling, we ourselves feel happy and satisfied, and our friends also
can experience
the friend atmosphere and real peace. And by like that, nation to nation, country to country, continent to continent, we can experience these things. So the basic principle and basic thing is compassion or love for other. Now here you see now certain point I cannot speak through my poor English, so sometimes I need translator. Now you see the basic thing is the feeling of I. On conventional level, there is I. I want this. I do not want that. That sort of, you see, the thing
one's own experience.
Now with that feeling, then by nature we want happiness. I want happiness. I do not want suffering. That feeling comes by nature. It is right. There's no further reason. That is just a nature feeling. Now, with that feeling, we have right to obtain happiness, and we have right to get rid of suffering. Now this is
the root of the need for happiness meets back to this.
Now this reason, this feeling, as myself feel, as myself have these rights, the others also have the same feeling and also same right. Now here the difference is when say I, just one single person or single soul, others limitless. So now if you imagine something like visualize. One side, you imagine your own I, which so far just concentrate on selfish motive. But here, the other infinite or limitless beings, you yourself think as a third person, then the about the feeling to want happiness, do not want suffering, the same and equal, absolutely same. Now about the right to obtain happiness, also exactly same. Now question is, this, no matter how important this selfish motivated person is, one single. Here, no matter how poor, the infinite, limitless beings. So naturally, now if you imagine as a third person, as a unbiased, this or that, unbiased, naturally you can feel this is more important than this one. Through this, you see, we can experience, we can feel the majority or the other limitless beings are more important than the single person, single one, I. So now, so you see, I, it is worthwhile, of course, it is, if I use for this infinite beings, right, if others use for this, absolutely wrong. Even you can, you can use these things, that you may not feel happy. If this one simple one, single, use or contribute, serve as much as you can, that is the source of great joys.
Joy.
Now, you see, these,
it is in terms of this attitude,
you can develop a real compassion or love for other. Now here you see compassion, which based on, as I mentioned, this sort of reasons, on this sort of feeling, that development, that mood, that compassion or that love can reach up to your enemy. There are ordinary sense of love, right, or compassion is actually very much related with the attachment. So as your own wives or husband or children or parents, you have some feeling of compassion or love. But that actually, because it is actually related with attachment, so that sort of attitude cannot reach toward your enemy. Now here again, because my mother, because my father, because my children, I love. So again, it's centered on the selfish motive. So now the other hand, the clear recognition of importance of other, and rights of other. And then, from that viewpoint, if you develop a compassion, that compassion reach up to enemy. Now here, in order to develop such a motivation, such a compassion thought, we must have a tolerance or patience. Without tolerance, it is difficult to develop this sort of thing. So here, in the field of tolerance, practice of tolerance, the enemy is the best teacher of you. Enemy can teach you tolerance. Your own teacher, your own parent cannot teach. So from that viewpoint, the enemy is actually very Catholic, very, very helpful in you, for you, yeah, for you. So you see, therefore, the enemy is your best friend, best teacher. If you can think that way, then you see, beside enemy, the other people can, for other people can easily build the infinite compassion thought. So now this is the, now and also, according to my own experience, the best period of gain knowledge or experience is the most difficult period of one's life. So, if you go easy way, everything is okay, then you feel, oh, everything all right. Everything very, everything detail. All right. And one day, if you face certain problem, then you're depressed. No hope, hopeless. So now you see through difficult period, then you can learn, you can experience many inner strength, inner strength, and determination, and courage to face the problem. So who give it that chance? Enemy. So you see, very important. Now here, it does not mean that you obey or you, what you call, got up.
Bow down.
Bow down to enemy. Not in that sense. You see, sometimes, according to the enemy's attitude, you may take strong reaction to the, you may necessary to take reaction, but in deep down, without loose calmness, compassion, it can possible. Some people may feel or may think this, oh, now Dalai Lama is talking something nonsense. But this is not case. If you if you practice, if you test by your own experience, then you can see, you can feel. Okay? So now I must apologize. Because my way of talk is too much informality. I do not know how to speak very nicely, but so I must apologize. So now now this is something basic, basic principle, basic thing. Now, you see, I usually call this, love is a religion. So the religion, not necessarily, when we speak religion, not necessarily to accept something deeper philosophical thing. But you see, this sort of compassion is the real essence of religion. If you implement, if you try to practice compassion, then as a Buddhist, even you do not much emphasis about the Buddha, all right. For a Christian, if you try to practice this love, not much emphasis on other philosophical thing. So I'm speaking, I mean, what, because frankly speaking, where? You see, the important thing is the in your day-to-day's daily life, you must practice the essential thing. Now, on that level, hardly no differences between Buddhism and Christian and any other religion. All religion emphasis on the betterment, right? Improving human being. On the sense of brotherhood. Love. These things are, I mean, common. Same teaching. So if you take the essence of Dharma, essence of religion, then there's not much differences. So, now I always feel myself and also tell to Buddhists that the question of Nirvana will come later. Not much hurry. But you see, things are the day-to-day's life. If you lead a good life, honest, good compassion, honest, less selfish, then automatically it will lead Nirvana. In contrary, we are talking Nirvana, we are talking about these philosophical things, not much bother about the day-to-day practice. Then you may lead something strange Nirvana. We may not reach the correct Nirvana because your daily practice is nothing. You see? So it is very bad. It is important to, we must implement these good teachings in daily life. Whether you believe God or not, doesn't matter. Whether you believe Buddha or not, doesn't matter. As a Buddhist, whether you believe next reincarnation, next rebirth, doesn't matter. You must lead a good life. Good life means not good food, not, I mean, sorry. So I mean, you see, good food, good clothes, good shelter, it's not sufficient. Good motive. So now this world atmosphere, some people may thought, oh, now this religion is something, something for those people who are remain in remote place. The religion is not, I mean, not much need in business field or in a politics field. My answer will be no. Because, you see, as I mentioned, my symbol religion, love. Love is the key motivation, right? Key point of motivation, right? All action come with motivation. Except certain minor action, but bigger action, deliberate action, with motivation. So now, you see that. I mean, now in politics, if you have a good motivation, then with that motivation, you follow politics according really, in other words, with love, good motivation. That politician become a right politician, I mean, honest politician. The politics itself, not bad. We say, oh, dirty politics. I mean, not that. The politics itself is something necessary. as the instrument to solve man's human society. Human problem, right? Problems of human society. So itself, it's not bad. It's necessary. Now things are the politics practiced by, I may say, bad person. I mean, cunning person. I mean, something lacking here. Then that action, not only politics, even a practice of religion. Say, for example, if I speak religion with bad motivation, that preaching is bad, become bad. You see? But you cannot say religion is bad. Dirty religion, you cannot say. You see, here the motivation is very important. So therefore, the religion, or my simple religion, the love, respect for other, honesty, these things cover in the field of politics, in the field of economy, business, in the field of everywhere. So the religion or the compassion thought is something very important for mankind. Now, at present moment, now if you look in the society, in deep. Now, for example, when I land in every country, the first land first, or everything very beautiful, then meet people first, very nice, very beautiful, no complaint at all. Then day by day, you listen, what is your problem, any problem. Then they everywhere you see some sort of problems. There are many problems in deep down. There are unrest feeling. Due to this unrest feeling in inner, and not clear how to approach, then people get depression, the mental uneasiness, mental cause of suffering. So this whole atmosphere, general atmosphere, I'm not criticizing others, but you see, in fact, now, real last peace with inside anger, hatred, impossible. Real justice, honest, here cunning feeling, impossible. Right. The real karuta, jibetanda. For the benefit of other, with deep down selfish motive, again impossible. So therefore, when we talk peace, love, justice, but when certain things are related with you, then you forget all these things. If necessary, making war. If necessary, suppression. No, all these things come. This, you see, it is a clear sign of something lacking here. So this is something reality, though very bad, but reality. The other side is something not much related. People may feel that the other thing which I talk is something unrelated, though something like idealistic, something not related on earth. My feeling is, if we human society, humankind, if this present, what you call tent, present atmosphere, is, you see, the things, everything depend on money and power. I'm not much concerned about the real value of love, this sort of thing, then if human society lost just value of justice, value of compassion, value of honesty, then we will, in next generation or in future, we will face more difficulty, more suffering will come.
Right.
So, difficult, but absolutely worthwhile to try it. This is my firm belief. If we try our best, whether we achieve or not, different question. Even we could not achieve within this life, all right, but we make attempt a better human society on the basis of love, true love, less selfish. So this is my my feeling. And then, now the people who are dealing with daily problem, current problem, my hope is when they handling the daily problem or the current problem, at the same time they must look the long run effect on mankind, on human society,
right?
Long terms. Now you see, for physical is medicine. If you have some illness, for example, a headache, right? Headache. Then you need necessary to take a certain medicine, which immediately cure. And some operation, I mean, specific illness. You may go through operation. Okay. But that is something temporary treatment. But basically your whole physical body must be strong. Then you can, if your basic physical is very healthy, then these small illness may not reach you. Even you get the small illness, you can within short period you can cure. Something like this, our whole human society. If we 100% concentrate on the realistic way in the short benefit basis, temporary benefit basis. That is something like, today sick, take a pill, like that. At the same time, concern, more discuss about long terms in the future of mankind, then that helps us build the healthy healthy body. So you see, these two, I feel very necessary to combine for long terms and temporary handling. So this is one thing. So this is the just my feeling for the last several years. I'm looking about the our problem, including our own problem, the Tibetan problem. Look at and think. And met different persons, person come from different fields, different country. Basically, all are same. I came from East. Here, most of you are Westerner. If I look you on the surface, superficial, we are different. If I emphasize more on that level, we have more distance. it grows more distance. If I look as in my own kind, as the same human being, one nose, two eyes, you see, just like that, then you see, automatically, that distance, I mean, no more, is the same human flesh. I want happiness, you also want happiness, this sort of thing. So, from that feeling, we can build real trust, real respect, mutual respect, real trust on each other. From that basis, we can build a real cooperation, real harmony, real cooperation. From that, we can solve many problems. This world, at present moment, in economy field, economy is something very central point. Now, in the field of economy, we not only nation to nation, but continent to continent, heavily dependent on each other. So here, it's essential, well cooperation, with good motivation. Then we can solve many problems. So you see, the heart-to-heart, man-to-man's relation is something very necessary, very important. That everything depends on how much you have, because of good motivation. So this is my thinking, and the relation between the religious, because of the religious value, and the human society. This is my feeling. Thank you very much. You listen, I mean, so patiently, and despite my, you see, this, I mean, broken, yeah, untidy English. As a conclusion, I sincerely pray for everybody that we must, we may have something, as I mentioned, good heart. With that, we will lead real, lasting peace and harmony in human family. This is my prayer. Thank you very much, once again. Now, if you look in the society, in deeper. Now, for example, when I land in every country, the first, land first, or everything very beautiful, then meet people. First, very nice, very beautiful, no complaint at all. Then day by day, you listen, what is your problem, any problem. Then, everywhere you see some sort of problems. There are many problems in deep down, there are unrest feeling. Due to this unrest feeling in inner, and not clear how to approach, then people get depression, the mental uneasiness, mental kind of suffering. So this whole atmosphere, general atmosphere, I'm not criticizing others, but you see, in fact, now, real last peace with inside anger, hatred, impossible. Real justice, honest, sheer cunning feeling, impossible. the real Garuda, Jibe Tenda.
For the benefit of majority.
For the benefit of other, with deep down selfish motive. Again, impossible. So therefore, when we talk peace, love, justice, but when certain things are related with you, then you forget all these things. If necessary, making war. If necessary, suppression. No, all these things come. This, you see, it is a clear sign of something lacking here. So this is something reality, though very bad, but reality. The other side is something not much related. People may feel that the other thing which I talk is something unrelated, though something like idealistic, something not related on earth. My feeling is, if we human society, humankind, if this present, tent where, present atmosphere, is, you see, the things, everything depend on money and power, I'm not much concerned about the real value of love, this sort of thing, then if human society lost just value of justice, value of compassion, value of honesty, then we will, in next generation or in future, we will face more difficult, more suffering will come. Right. So, difficult, but absolutely worthwhile to try it. This is my firm belief. If we try our best, whether we achieve or not, different question. Even we could not achieve within this life, all right, but we make attempt a better human society on the basis of love, true love, less selfish. So this is my my feeling. And then, now the people who are dealing with daily problem, current problem, my hope is when they handling the daily problem or the current problem, at the same time they must look the long run effect on mankind, on human society, long terms. Now you see, for physical is medicine. If you have some illness, for example, a headache, right? Headache, then you need necessary to take a certain medicine, which immediately cure. And some operation, specific illness. You may go through operation. Okay. But that is something temporary treatment. But basically your whole physical body must be strong. Then you can if your basic physical is very healthy, then these small illness may not reach you. Even you get the small illness, you can within short period you can cure. Something like this, our whole human society. If we 100% concentrate on the realistic way in the short and short benefit basis, temporary benefit basis. That is something like, today's sick, take a pill, like that. Okay. At the same time, concern, more think, more discuss about long terms in the future of mankind. Then that helps us to build the healthy body. So, healthy body. So you see, these two, I feel very, very necessary to combine for long terms and temporary, you see, handling. So this is one thing. So this is the just my feeling for the last, several years. I'm looking about the our problem, including our own problem, the Tibetan problem. Look at and think, and met different persons, person come from different fields, different country. Basically, all are same. I come from East. Here, most of you are Westerner. If I look you on the surface, superficial, we are different. If I emphasis more on that level, we have more distance. It grows more distance. If I look as in my own kind, as the same human being, one nose, two eyes, you see, just like that, then you see, automatically, that distance, no more. It's the same human flesh. I want happiness, you also want happiness, this sort of thing. So, from that feeling, we can build a real trust, real respect, mutual respect, real trust on each other. From that basis, we can build a real cooperation, real harmony, real cooperation. From that, we can solve many problems. This world, at present moment, in economy field, economy is something very, very central point. Now, in the field of economy, we not only nation to nation, but continent to continent, heavily dependent on each other. So here, it's essential, well cooperation, with good motivation. Then we can solve many problems. So you see, the heart-to-heart, man-to-man's relation is something very necessary, very important. That everything depends on how much you have, because of good motivation. So this is my thinking. And the relation between the religious value and the human society. This is my feeling. Thank you very much. You listen, so patiently, and despite my, you see, this, broken, where? Untidy English. As a conclusion, I sincerely pray for everybody that we must, we may have something, as I mentioned, good heart. With that, we will lead real, lasting peace and harmony in human family. This is my prayer. Thank you very much once again.